Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Knight. You know, podcast is such an artistry. I was referred to do it because I love to talk. All I do is talk. I love to vent. Vent out what's going on with me. And I'm very honest, you know, because I realize I have to be honest, because if I don't, then I wouldn't be credible. And to hold on to things or to pretend to be something that I'm not, or to, it just hinders my credibility. So I have to be blunt, honest, in order to be free to be myself. How my life affected my mental health in that way, you know. It started, you know, all the bad experiences, and, you know, even whatever's going on, you know, I'm fine. You know, but when I was a child, you know, being treated like an outcast, being treated terribly, abuse, and so on, I was an artist, too. I was a graphic artist drawing pictures. But then the graphic artist stopped, and severe issues came on. I was outcast. I had to vent out all that stuff because, you know, adults that were in my care I didn't go to a therapist when I was a child dealing with child abuse or dealing with being a victim of crime or mugging or, you know, coming home with blood on my face after being attacked in the park and getting no help for it, you know, this, that kind of thing. So when I was 17, I was into rock music because it was a way to vent. So I need to vent out all that stuff that I went through for the first 17 years. So that's why I was attracted to rock music. And that's why I wanted to sing. And singing was, at first was just like a hobby, was for fun, you know, to vent out, you know, it wasn't, but I kept doing it for those 3, 4, 5, you know, and then it's just like, why not do it for a career? Try for bands and stuff, but I had to work hard. And coming to Hollywood and all that other stuff, you know. Here's a rock song, you know, about what I went through. It's tragedy is not what I am.
To be the best I could be, so I tried very hard at my school.
If you like that song, if you want to listen to it, you can listen on Spotify. It's everywhere. You can listen to it for free on Spotify. You can listen to it everywhere. Now, Tragedy is Not What I Am. I've written it about a long, long time ago, 90 Club. I've written it when I was so, you know, real young. I've written it because I wasn't sure where I was going. You know, I was playing and singing on the Sunset Strip. And I didn't want to be a tragedy because I started talking about what happened with my childhood. You know, I went to school. I was told that I got told to leave school because I wanted to take music lessons and I was in school. So, and I was homeless. So, it's about failures in school because I, even though I got into academia then and recently and now, you know, it's a struggle to do well. It's also illustration of the troubles I went through, you know, the frustrations of trying to be in the industry, trying to do that. But I'm glad at least, you know, at the time I didn't have no record deal, nothing. I didn't know I was going to ever release it, so I thought it was going to be buried forever. But thank God I at least got it on an indie label, even though I'm still struggling. I'm still an indie artist. But I'm glad I at least got it on Vivo Video. I made it to a professional level, and I didn't get that big hit yet. you know, it's kind of like I'm still unknown. So all those years, several years of struggle continues. And I wonder, and I was concerned about it, but at least I got the way to express myself. So I hope I can get to the major leagues to where I can see myself able to get to a major label and to get to the charts. You know, that's the goal. The ambition was being an artist and being recognized, because I was never recognized for my singing or my songwriting. No one recognized me. No one gave me a contract. I didn't use it for samples. I didn't do nothing, but I own it. So that's a good thing. But then it brings up those feelings of alienation within the industry, you know, not feeling accepted, not feeling more, you know. But I just, you know, love to love myself, and I had to create, you know, because I'm a good person, stable person. So that's what I went through. And also, you can illustrate now, you know, I talked about what happened to me with certain people, situations, but I am fine mentally. I'm fine. I can write all the time. I reached my 400th song on BMI, so I'm happy about that. 400 songs. But the truth is I've written thousands of songs, but I'm not just a songwriter. I'm an artist. Recently, my voice, has been damaged because of cold. You know, I have this allergies, so I can't hit those high notes right now. And I feel that I paid my dues. So that is a culmination of feeling that I accomplished in my own way, despite not getting recognized by the industry or by the record company or by, you know, for what I've done in music. And that's why it's painful at first. It strengthened me to continue to do it because I love it. I don't know how long, you know, whatever happens, you know, singing and songwriting will be a part of me, but not getting recognized by the world is not good. You know, everybody should be recognized if they make it an industry for what they do. You know, whether they're a singer or songwriter, everybody should get a chance, I think, to get a big hit or to be in a film, in a movie or something. But the truth is, I'm one of those people who haven't gotten recognized for anything. But in spite of it all, I continue to create, to know that I'm a winner, not a tragedy. The song that you just heard before that was Forever Under Time. Forever Under Time was like my experimentation into, I write love songs. You know, I write a lot of love songs, and love songs are so important to me. So that's a good thing. You know, so Forever Under Time, here it is. You know that, you know, the reason why I became a rock singer or metal singer was because I had to vent out all the pain and anguish in my life. And then hearing about rock singers who vent out a lot, you know, like Kurt Cobain, Axl Rose, or Eddie Vedder, or, you know, it was important for me to vent out, you know, vent out what I feel. You know, or, you know, that's where I was. I had to been out. But I evolved through growth and self-love into a variety, a singer that's pop, you know, variety. You know, but from what I got from other people, I had this unique style, originality. And I was so unique to some people that they thought, God, I'm too way out. But there was nothing wrong with me being way out. And that's what alienation is. At first, I was felt left out, outside, you know, because I wasn't in the box. But then I realized these people are ignorant. They're uneducated. They are making these preconceived notions that you have to be look a certain way, you have to act a certain way, you have to believe in a certain religion in order to fit in. And that may be true to an extent, But I'm naturally who I am. And it's harmless to not be a part of the mainstream, you know. Leaving Buddhist chanting is good. So while I'm not a Christian, a practicing Christian, I'm Buddhist, it's good. Being tall and black and being a rock and roll, that's a good thing, you know. That's a good thing, you know. Whoever I like on a personal basis, that's okay, too. Even you know, I'm not, you know, one of those people. I'm not heterosexual, so it was very painful. I was trying to fit in to that box, and it didn't work. It just didn't work. And that's why I did the song Unique. You can listen to that for free on Spotify, Apple. You can listen to it for free on YouTube. You can see the video. It's on Vivo. Unique is just a combination of being rejected by some people in Hollywood industry because of basic looking. That was frowned upon because the Milli Vanilli hair metal era was over. MTV generation was over. That was over in the 80s. Because people look at people's music, not their look. We were past that, you know. It's also because, you know, I didn't look like a rock star, you know. I didn't have a big afro. Being a black person, I didn't have a big afro, you know. I wasn't real skinny. I mean, I don't think that was fair. Just because I was a little heavyset doesn't mean I should be rejected from being, you know, in the industry. But I realized those people were superficial. And that A&R guy who said that he wasn't working at that company anymore. So that's the testament of people who shouldn't be in the business in the first place saying that. It should be about the song or it should be about, you know, the talent. It should be whether I can write, whether I can play, or whether I can sing. And I could do it all. Even though I could do it all, I didn't find the right place. Being unique, having this originality, which was put on me, it's a good thing. That's what people look for in the industry, unique. From what I heard, that's very important. Being unique, a unique artist, having your own style, it catapults a whole generation, could make a lot of money, could start a new trend. That's the beauty of creativity. Because unique people can sell. But at the same time, I attracted, because I was unique, as I heard, people who felt, you know, as an outcast, you know, I didn't fit into that mainstream about what a person's supposed to be, you know, the normal people syndrome. When I say it in the philosophical terms, normal people are people who are controlled or being controlled by a certain religion. You know, it's kind of like, you know, everyday life people. You know, there's a certain way you're supposed to act in society. You're supposed to dress this way. You're supposed to believe in this. You're supposed to love this person. And that's limiting and shallowness. And that's not good for everybody because a lot of people don't fit into that fake situation. You know, they don't fit into that make-believe limited educated situation. You know, religious love to control other people, love, you know, like Christianity, Islam, or whatever religion, you have to act a certain way, and that's not how people are progress in this world. Because I didn't fit into that role naturally. But then I realized there was nothing wrong with me, something wrong with them because they're ignorant. They're basing me on a type of social system that is not for everybody and at the same time was limiting. It involves prejudice, it involves discrimination, you know, you always have to be skinny. You always have to look your hair a certain way. You have to believe in a certain religion. You have to love a certain type of person. You know, you can't be gay. You can't be, you know, single, all that stuff. And that's ignorance and that's lack of education. And a lot of it's illegal now. So the thing is, you think outside the box because everybody's unique. So that's why I wrote the song Unique. Everybody's unique. You can't put people and make people believe in something that they don't want to. That's why we have America. That's why America is a great country, because it allowed people of different religions and different cultures and different lifestyles to live here. As long as somebody ain't bothering somebody else, then it shouldn't be. It's none of anybody's business what they do behind closed doors. Then that's the way it should be. But people don't follow that. They want to stereotype these limited beliefs. They're ignorant and they're dangerous. You can't control another person. But at the same time, being one of the oddballs, seeing an oddball with my personality or the way I look or whatever, I attracted the crazy people, the criminals, because criminals love to attack people who are seemingly odd or who seemingly have this false perception of a mental problem or something. You know, people who, I would tell you, people who are unique and people who are who have severe, you know, handicap or people who don't, who are in, you know, think outside the box, live life on a, or seem as an oddball, get harassed by dangerous people, criminals. They love to attack them. I'm one of them, but I'm not someone with a severe mental handicap. I just happen to, you know, live life on my own terms in my own way. I don't think I'm much different from anybody else, and I have my own style. So, you know, I've written a song about that too. You know, it was you know, dealing with that. You know, I shouldn't be dealing with some situation where somebody target me, and then I have a bad experience of being attacked. You know, it's called trauma. That was the trauma, was because I was a victim of crime, a victim of harassment by crazy people, or it was my own self-reflection at one time, because I was going through a lot. But then I realized it wasn't me, it was them. So as my self-esteem got higher, I was aware, oh, it's really, something's wrong with the system. But people who are ignorant and who attack people, target people because they look different or act different, they should be arrested and pushed away from society. They're dangerous. Because the world does not revolve around one religion or one person. It revolves around individuality to let people live. Because as long as this world is the way it is, the world was made up for people to live on their own terms. That's why we have so many different religions and so many different people with ideas and so many races and so many lifestyles and so on for us to learn. That's how the world grows. That's naturally connected to the world spiritually. It is not, we're not meant to live in a world where everybody looks the same, acts the same, do everything the same. We wouldn't learn anything. So that is how it is. But a lot of people don't think like that. They think the world revolves around my religion, revolves around how the way I look, or and everybody has to look like me. And that's what I had to deal with, dealing with ignorant people who want to control and make me be something that I cannot be. Because they're not God. You know, God, you know, God is an energy that expands. It expands through diversity. You're not here to control another person. Just like we all learned that we can't make somebody else love us. If someone don't love me, you have to let them, you have to set them free. You can't make someone like you. You can't try to fool, you can't make somebody like a religion. So she's not going to, you know, you got to give up. It's never going to happen. And that's what I dealt with. I dealt with people who simply were trying to make me be something that I cannot be or try to make me be. And that's not how you live in this society. That is truly, you have to let move on. There's a lot of answers to that question. You just have to find someone else who like you. You can't make someone like you. If someone don't like you, they never will. I dealt with that situation. You know, like those crowds of people or that internet management or those people in the industry or those people who I want to be around don't like me or accept me, fine. At the time, it hurts, but I realized there are other fish in the sea. There are other people to meet, and there are always going to be somebody who will like me. You know, it's certainly true. It doesn't matter. If you spend all your life, 19 years, 20 years, whole life, it's not going to happen. The best way is just to move on and find somebody who will like you. If you can't accept that, you got to give up, because that person's not going to like you. And the truth is, there's always going to be somebody who will like me, and there's always going to be, unfortunately, somebody who won't. So I don't think about the people who don't. I think about somebody who will like me, but they have to be stable and has to be a two-way street. So I learned a lot as I got older that I was a good person. It was good to be who I am, whether I'm unique or not. I learned that I can't make someone like me, but I can continue to create. So, and I want them to like my music, and I really want them to, but I can't make someone like me. But I can like myself to create and try to continue that dream. And I believe in myself and believe in my higher power and everything will be fine. I had to live life on my own terms. I can't force people to make judgments. And people are going to make judgments all the time. It doesn't mean they're right. I had to move on. Love is an important issue with my music because, you know, I felt I'd never really been loved in my life. I missed out on a lot, but I have people remind me that love is within. And then I learned the things about love, that I could love someone else. So, you know, I've written a song like this one. That song is on Spotify, it's on Apple, it's on YouTube, it's everywhere. So iTunes, you can listen to it for free. It's on Deezer. Here's another one. You heard all that music before. It's on Spotify, it's on Deezer, it's on, it's everywhere. You can listen to it for free, really. Give it a shot. You can listen to it on Amazon. Amazon has everything for free. Well, anyway, my songs that I've written all those songs, and I'm glad to be a part of that. You know, it's part of the creativity process. I've been doing it for a very, very long time. Experiment with music. I was a pop and I was a rock singer. I'm still both. I still sing. It's very hard. You know, when I got those rejections in the industry, but I still continue to do it because I believe I can do it. You know, someone will like my music or give me a shot. Always think positive. You know, it's even though it's hard. That's what life that I had, but I had to love myself. I went through a lot, you know, it really is. But I was reminded that one day to love thyself and realize that it's okay to be me. Because life is about learning to love thyself for me. It's about learning to love thyself. If I love myself, I can deal with and tolerate and be open to others. Because if you love yourself, you can really live in a stable situation, no matter what's going on. If you don't love yourself, then all the, you know, we do hurt, people who don't love themselves, they tend to hurt people or they hurt themselves. So it's important for me because I have to love myself. Yeah, I didn't get recognized. I felt I didn't get recognized by the world for what I've done. It was painful all my life. I felt ignored. But I also realized that I had to love myself. And there are people who love me. But most importantly, I love myself. Because if I love myself, that's the highest form of love. I can do anything. I can overcome anything. But also, I also learned another lesson. As I said before, I cannot make someone else love me, and that person can, and another person cannot make me love them. It has to be where I love myself, I know my boundaries. I can't, you know, and just continue doing my music and continue to live my life and take care of myself, you know. It's not easy. I never said it was easy. Nobody said it was easy. When I say all these things, a combination of growth, of observation in my life, because a lot of times it's very difficult. A lot of days I have very bad days and very good, a lot of good days, you know. But I learned over time that the sunshine comes out. As I said before, it always comes out. But sometimes the sunshine won't. But it's going to come back out in a day or a few hours. So things always change. When the sun is out, it's time for me to enjoy. When the sun is not out, it's time for me to learn. And I also know that when I'm having a bad day, that it's going to be okay because I'm going to feel better in a few hours because the sun is going to come back out. That's the thing about enduring and tenacity and, you know, that things going to be okay as long as I'm doing the right thing. You know, it has to be positive. I can't be thinking like that if I'm doing something that's hurtful to myself or somebody, because I'm not that type of person. It has to be a positive dream. I have to be doing something and, you know, go for dreams, you know, be in music or go to academia or whatever. And at the same time, never take away someone else's dream, because I'm not that type of person. I'm a very good person. But that's how it is. Live life on my own terms. Because the world does not revolve around one religion or one person or one entity. It revolves around individuality. Every one of us are equal. And that is the truth. And another lesson I learned is I cannot make someone like me, and no one can make me like their religion or whatever if they don't want to. You can't make another person do something if they don't want to. The good thing is we don't live in a dictator's country. The sad thing is there are dictator countries where they make people do something against their will. They take away people's rights. The United States is not that way, so I'm glad I'm living in the United States. So I'm free to say what I say, to believe what I want, and to make music. But unfortunately, within the United States, there are people who want to take away my rights to love or take away my rights to be. They're trying to make me be something that goes against my will. So the government has to get involved, but private area, you know, private lives, you know, who people love, who they marry, gay, straight, black, white, or interracial, whoever, or same, or whatever, that's their right. There's nothing wrong with it. It's always going to be the case as long as this earth continues, because that's the way it is. It's supposed to be that way for us to learn diversity. It's always going to be that way. We can't, Again, we cannot be one, look alike, act alike, do everything the same, because we will not learn anything. And learning is growth. We embrace other people of different religions or races, or and let people live, then you're happier. I know that, you know, science shows we're happier when we're more open. We're not, people tend to be intolerant, tend to be not happy. Yes, for me, I have bad experience, but I'm open to people of all races, colors, creeds, because I know there's good in everything. I keep away from the bad. I guess stay with the good, but it's hard sometimes because, you know, I have my days, you know, those up and down days, being a human being, being prejudged. One thing about being who I am is people prejudge me by the way my actions are to be something that's totally not true. I was falsely accused of being, because, you know, mentally deranged, or falsely accused of having a severe illness because I talk about my issues on it, like that series is. You know, it is factually correct that what I say in that series, I am not mentally deranged. That's the evil side of it. You know, being accused of things that are defamatory and lies make me angry. That's why I always said, if I see it in the news or I see it spread all over, then I have to sue. I know I have my issues. I complain a lot and all that, but I'm just trying to take care of myself. I ain't gonna do it if it ain't if it's unfair, because I know I can't do anything unfair to another person. I know I can't tell somebody else what to do with their life or with their religion, because something would be wrong with me. There's something wrong with people when they try to control people, because you can't do it. Only thing you can do is let people live. That's all I want to do is let people, let me live. Let me make music. Let me express myself, use my mind. And I hopefully people can find somebody who can really see through that my music is good for the masses to do it as for a living. But for the Hollywood dream, it's been very hard, you know. It's a fantasy. It's a dream. I hope I can come true. I came to Hollywood so many years ago to make it happen, to be in music. That's why I wrote that song, I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True, part two, because it really is truly the testament of why I may all make music and be the creator. Good day, good night from Dunfrey.